This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Kids and social media can be just a whole mess of trouble waiting to happen, in part because it's basically impossible for adults to keep track of every tweet and Snapchat and status update out there. There is a school district here in California that thinks monitoring all that social media could be one key to keeping its kids safe, or safer. So it's hired a company to do all that monitoring. Shannon Mullen has the story.
The Glendale Unified School District is shelling out $40,000 to monitor students' public social media posts. The service from GeoListening tracks keywords and other data for signs that kids might hurt themselves or others, then alerts the school. Chris Friedrich is the company's CEO.
Every single post is reviewed by a human being before it makes a report for a school district.
Schools don't give the company any information about students. The technology to monitor social media is not new, but Friedrich says he wants to use it to fight social problems like cyberbullying and suicide. Susan Ettlinger is a social data industry analyst at Altimeter Group. She says there is a need for adults to better understand kids' social data.
I absolutely think it could become an actual business. I think it's fraught with a lot of potential pitfalls. Accuracy, context, the quality of the technology, it just goes on.
At the International Association of Privacy Professionals, CEO Trevor Hughes says kids do need some privacy. And more than ever, that conflicts with their school's need to keep them safe.
That exact same friction plays out in all sorts of other scenarios. We are certainly seeing it in the current debate over national security and public privacy with regards to the NSA.
GeoListening says it recently hired a lawyer with expertise in children's privacy and social networks. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.